It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparle County Post 1656, and Bellingham American Legion Post 441. Three great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparle Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing, Josh?
Doing all right. A little bit of rain. How much have we gotten so far?
About 0.2, a little less than 0.2.
Yeah.
Dawson had about 1,400, so look like more than that, but it's about it.
Oh.
Well, don't need any more than that, so.
No, we're nice. We're green and already.
Right. Green and lush.
Yep.
How's your weekend?
It was good. Didn't do too much. Went to St. Cloud for a little bit, and then did some grocery shopping and worked around the house.
Okay, well, that's a good thing to get that housework done over the weekend there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. I laid around a lot. I've got a little bit of a cold. One of my about 2 colds a year. This is one of them. I'll try not to breathe on you today.
You know what they say in Korea when someone has a cold?
Achoo.
Kamgi kalijima.
That too. What
don't,
is that?
Don't catch a cold.
Oh, don't breathe on me, bro. No.
Don't catch a cold.
Okay. Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Second Lieutenant Audrey J. Solblom. Mrs. Mo. She was born on August 21st, 1921 in Dawson, passed away on January 29th, 2008. She's buried at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. Now, don't know of many Lacaparle County veterans that are buried in Arlington National Cemetery, let alone female veterans.
Is that quite an honor?
Very. The space is very limited these days, and it's reserved for heads of state and Medal of Honor recipients and people that served that did something. Significant while they were in the service. Well, everybody did.
Everybody has some significant. Even more significant, yes.
Yes, Medal of Honor recipients, Silver Star, things like that. She entered active duty on May 15th, 1945, U.S. Army Air National Guard. Was honorably discharged on February 5th, 1946 at Patterson Field in Chicago. She was a duty nurse with the 3704th Army Air Force Base Unit out of Kessler Field in Biloxi, Mississippi. And she earned the World War II Victory Medal and lapel button. So we thank you, Audrey, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right. And big salute to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the topic today. The VA Community Clinics are now offering whole health intro courses. What's that all about?
Yes. The St. Cloud VA Healthcare System sent out a press release on June 19th discussing classes to be available at local community-based outpatient clinics for their whole health initiative. Starting July 3rd, VA clinics in Brainerd, Montevideo, and Alexandria now offer introduction to whole health educational classes on the first Wednesday of every month from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., excluding federal holidays. Veterans and family members desiring to attend can contact their care teams to register. The course is conducted live at the Brainerd VA Clinic, and veterans at the Montevideo VA Clinic and the Max J. Bilkey VA Clinic in Alexandria participate via video conference. This introduction to whole health class is also taught at the St. Cloud VA Medical Center at 2 p.m. on the first Friday and third Monday of each month in the Patriot Cafe. Introduction to Whole Health is an education class that equips veterans to take charge of their health by emphasizing a self-focus on body, mind, spirit, and soul, surroundings, and other factors that help each veteran create a personal system of life care to help live their lives to the fullest. The introduction encourages self-exploration of what really matters in one's life. One of the very first questions that VA healthcare system asks the veteran patient during this: what do you want your health for? It puts the onus on the veteran to figure out what he wants his health for. Does he want to be able to watch his grandkids graduate school or something like that?
Or just to kind of think about your future a little bit.
That's right. That's right. And what steps can be taken to make that happen? Whole health is a term applied to the VA approach to healthcare, and it's It's most easily described as a move away from a system designed around appointments primarily focused on disease management to one that is based in a partnership over time focused on the patient's overall health and well-being. Help veterans keep themselves healthy. Clinical appointments are just part of this approach. The VA system of care includes self-empowerment, self-healing, and self-care. In the VA's whole health system of care, veterans are empowered to explore what matters most, to determine why their health is important. Like we said, what do you want your health for? Veterans are then equipped with self-care, skill building, and support to their personal health plans. Supporting services are offered and include proactive, complementary approaches such as stress reduction, yoga, tai chi, mindfulness, nutrition, acupuncture, and health coaching. Of course, at certain points, everyone needs to see the professionals, whether at the VA, in the community, or both, and veterans are provided with clinical care that supports the veteran's personal health plan. So, you know, if any veterans or family members are interested in attending one of these classes, then contact the Montevideo Community-Based Outpatient Clinic, the VA community, the VA CBOC, as it's called, at 320-269-2222. Press 5 to speak to a clinic staff to relay a message to their primary care team. And, of course, you can contact our office, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage line as well.
And you've got that number handy.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org.
And what is your telephone number?
598-3445.
And where are you located?
Lower level of the courthouse. That's garden right. level, as you like to call it.
That's right.
I will be closed on Thursday. I have a meeting up in St. Cloud, an update meeting from the VA healthcare system to hear about what changes are being made, what's going on. Recently, they had a new healthcare initiative called the Mission Act, which we've talked about a lot right. on this show, that took place on June 6th. So we'll learn a little bit more about how that's being implemented and hopefully be able to better answer some questions when I get back.
You'll be a wealth of information.
Well.
You already are, but you'll be even wealthier. So. Of information, that is.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks, Josh. You have a great week, and we'll talk again next Monday.
You too, Maynard. Thank you, and kamgi kaliji ma. Don't catch cold.
Achoo. Okay. Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us today on Vets Info on the Air.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656, Bellingham American Legion Post 441, and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.